Proclamation number 5453 of 1st of August, 1952. Submitting the will to God's will. I acknowledge all of you as my servants on earth as soon as you just submit your will to me, and I therefore willing to do the will of your Lord and Master. You will then have consciously entered my service, and I myself can then be active through you, i.e., you will now carry out what I myself would like to do for my earthly children, but for which I need mediators because my direct acting would mean a compulsory faith. And thus you represent me myself, you do everything in my behalf which you perceive as an assignment from me within you, you work for me and my kingdom, you carry out spiritual work which indeed does not yield earthly profit, but will nevertheless one day be rewarded personally by me. Whatever is performed for my kingdom will always be work which is not recognized by worldly people, which is not valued earthly and is regarded as a waste of time, as it were, and yet it is the most important work because its effect extends to eternal life, because it can result in eternal successes which will remain when the Buddha passes away. But anyone who has subordinated his will to me also recognizes the importance of his service for me and will conscientiously carry it out, even though he will not receive an earthly recognition for it. But he should consider himself as a fighter for me who goes into the battle against my adversary. He fights for a holy cause, he fights for the eternal life of many souls who depend on his help against the enemy. For by subordinating his will to mine he has much strength at his disposal, because he draws it from me and is therefore fit as a fighter for me and my kingdom. You humans can achieve nothing on your own but everything together with me. And the human being must possess this faith in order to offer himself to me for service. He feels weak himself but is fully confident that he can do everything with my power, and he wants to utilize this power of mine for me. He wants to help increasing my kingdom by bringing the souls who once fell away from me and, instead, turn to the one who is my adversary. And I accept him, the one who wants to help, because I need many servants and because I only find but a few who want to serve me of their own free will. The army of my fighters is indeed small but nevertheless strong because it can make unlimited use of my power. And I will bless the small number of those who want to serve me through love, and their work will not be in vain. I will also protect them against all the attacks by my enemy who again and again tries to run against them because he knows that they pose a great danger to him and his might. He will use all means to make them apostate to me, yet my servants recognize and see through him. For I enlighten their spirit, and everything that is dark they will recognize and fight against. Therefore, whoever wants to serve me, let the one turn himself over to me in full trust, and from now on his life will be rooted in my love and grace. And every way he will take, he will be guided on and accompanied by me. And he will be able to go wherever he wants. I will always walk beside him and never let him fall into the hands of the adversary. For to my servants I am a good house father, who truly rewards faithful work. Amen.